Good Michael, look you to the guard tonight. Let's teach ourselves that honorable stop, not to outsport discretion.
Iago hath direction what to do, but notwithstanding, with my personal eye will I look to it.
Iago's most honest. Michael, good night. Tomorrow with your earliest, let me have speech with you. Come, my dear love. The purchase made, the fruits are to ensue. That profit's yet to come between me and you.
Oh, welcome, Iago. We muster the watch.
Not this hour, Lieutenant. It is not yet 10 o'clock. Our general cast us thus early for the love of his Desdemona, who, let us not therefore blame, he hath not yet made wanton the night with her, and she is sport for Jove.
She is a most exquisite lady.
And I'll warrant her full of game.
Indeed, she's a most fresh and delicate creature.
What an eye she has. Methinks it sounds a parley to provocation.
An inviting eye, and yet methinks right modest.
When she speaks, is it not an alarum to love?
She is indeed perfection.
Well, happiness to those sheets. Come, Lieutenant, I have a stoup of wine, and here without are a brace of Cyprus gallants that would fain have a measure to the health of Black Othello.
Oh, not tonight, good Iago. I have very poor and unhappy brains for drinking. I could well wish courtesy would invent some other custom of entertainment.
Oh, they are our friends. But one cup I'll drink for you.
I have drunk but one cup tonight, and that was craftily qualified too. And behold, what innovation it makes here. I'm infortunate in the infirmity, and dare not task my weakness with any
more. But, man, 'tis a night of revels. The gallants desire it.
Where are they?
Here, at the door. I pray you call them in.
I'll do it. But it dislikes me. My boat sails freely, both with wind and stream.
Oh, for God! They have given me a rouse already.
Good faith, a little one. Not past a pint, as I am a soldier.
Come on, ho! And let me the canikin clink, 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 and let me the canikin clink. A soldier's a man, or man's life's but a span. Why then let a soldier drink? Oh. Why then let a soldier drink? Come on!
Oh, God! An excellent song.
I learned it in England, where indeed they're most potent in potting. In your German and your swag-bedded Hollander, drink ho! Nothing to your English.
Is your Englishman so exquisite in his drinking?
Why, he drinks you with a sea, a Dane dead drunk. He sweats not to overthrow your owl man. He gives your Hollander a vomit ere the next bottle can be filled.
To the health of our general!
I'll do you justice.
Oh, sweet England. King Stephen was a worthy peer. His riches cost him but a crown. He held them sixpence all too dear. With that he called the tailor loud. He was a wight of high renown, and thou art but of low degree. Tis pride that pulls the country down. Then take thy old cloak about thee.
Oh, for God, this is a more exquisite song than the other.
Will you hear it again?
No, for I hold him to be unworthy of his place that does those things. Well, God's above all, and there be souls must be saved, and there be souls must not be saved.
It is true, good Lieutenant.
And for mine own part, no offence to the general nor any man of quality, I hope to be saved.
And so do I too, Lieutenant.
Aye, but by your leave, not before me. The Lieutenant is to be saved before the ancient. Let's have no more of this. Let's to our affairs. God forgive us our sins. Gentlemen, let's look to our business. Do not think, gentlemen, I am drunk. This is my ancient. This is my right hand. This is my left. I am not drunk now. I can stand well enough. And I speak.
Well,
well, then you must not think then that I am drunk.
To the platform, Marcus, come. Let's set the watch.
You see this fellow that has gone before? He is a soldier, fit to stand by Caesar and give directions. And you but see his eyes. 'Tis to his virtue I just one as long as other is pity. I fear the trust Othello puts him in on some odd time of his infirmity will shake his eyes.
What is he on?
'Tis evermore his poor to see. He watched a rather double set. He think what not to me.
It well the general will put in mind. Perhaps he sees it not, or his nature prizes the virtue that appears in Cassio and looks not on his evils. Is not this true?
Iago!
The noble Moor should hazard such a place as his own second with one of an ingraft infirmity. It were an honest action to say so, Moor.
Not I, for this fair island. I do love Cassio well, and would do much to cure him of his evil.
Help! Oh, help!
Zounds, you rogue, you rascal!
Oh, what's the matter, Lieutenant?
A knave, teach me my duty. I'll beat the knave into a twig and bottle.
Oh, beat me?
Dost thou prate, rogue? Let me go, sir, or I'll knock you off the mezzard.
Come, you're drunk.
Drunk! Away, I say. Go out and cry a mutiny.
Mutiny! Mutiny!
Sworn as I bleed, still I am hurt to the death.
Are we turned Turks, and to ourselves do that which heaven hath forbidden the other knights? The Christians say, goodbye this barbarous war. He is dead, and the child for his own race holds his soul right. He dies upon his own. Silence that dreadful bell, fright the eye from her propriety. What's the matter, masters? Honest Iago that looks dead with grieving, speak. Who began this? On thy love I charge thee.
I do not know. Friends all, but now, e'en now, in quartering terms like bride and groom divesting them from bed. And then, like now, as if some planet had outwitted men, swords out and tilting one another's breasts in opposition bloody, I cannot speak any beginning of this peevish arts, and would in action glorious I had lost those legs that brought me to a part of it.
How comes it, Michael, you are thus forgot?
I pray you pardon me. I cannot speak.
Worthy Montano, you were wont to be civil. The gravity and stillness of your youth the world hath noted. But your name is great in mouths of wisest censure. What's the matter that you unlace your reputation thus and spend your rich opinion for the name of a knight brawler? Give me answer to it.
Worthy Othello, I am hurt to danger. Your officer, Iago, can inform you, while I spare speech, which something now offends me of all that I do know. Nor know I aught by me that said or done amiss this night, unless self-charity be sometimes a vice, and to defend ourselves it be a sin when violence assails us.
By heaven, my blood begins my safer guides to rule, and passion having my best judgment, calling her says to lead the way. Soon as if I stir out to but lift this arm, the best of you shall seek in my rebuke. Give me to know how this far rout began, who set it on, and he that disapproved in this offense, though he had twinned with me, both at a birth, shall lose me. What, in a town of war? Yet wild, the people's hearts brimful of fear, to manage private and domestic quarrel in night and on the court and guard of safety, 'tis monstrous.
Iago, who began?
If partially a fiend or leagued in office, thou dost deliver more or less than truth. Thou art no soldier.
Touch me not so near. I'd rather have this tongue cut from my mouth than it should do offense to my compassion. Yet I persuade myself to speak the truth, shall nothing wrong him. This it is. Montano and myself being in speech, there comes a fellow crying out for help, and Cassio following him with determined sword to execute upon him. Sir, this gentleman,
steps into Cassio and treats his paws. Myself, the crime fellow, will pursue, lest by his clamor as a token out, the town might fall in flight. He, in swifter foot, I'll grab my purse. And I return then rather, for I heard a clinker fall a sword, and Cassio high in oath, which to tonight I ne'er might say before. When I came back for this belief, I found them close together a blow of trust, even as again they were when you yourself did part them. More of this matter when I report. But men are men. The best sometimes forget. Though Cassio did some little wrong to him, as men in rage strike those and wish them best, yet surely Cassio, I believe, received him and fled some strange indignity which he did.
I know, Iago. Thy honesty and love doth mince this matter, making it light to Cassio. Cassio, I love thee, but nevermore the officer of the look, if my gentle love be not raised up, I'll make thee an example.
What is the matter?
All's well, sweetie. Sir, your hurts, myself will be your surgeon.
Lead him off. Iago, look with care about the town and silence those whom this vile brawl distracted. Is the soldier's life to have their balmy slumbers waked with strife?
What have you heard, Lieutenant?
I passed all surgery.
Marry God.
Reputation, reputation, reputation. I have lost my reputation. I've lost the immortal part of myself, and what remains is bestial. My reputation, Iago, my reputation.
As I am an honest man, I thought you'd receive some bodily. There's more sense in that than reputation. Reputation is an idle and most false imposition. After God without merit and lost without deserving. You've lost no reputation at all, unless you repute yourself. But man, there are more ways to recover the general again. You're but now cast in his mood. A punishment more in policy than malice. Even so as one would beat his offenseless dog to a frightened, imperious lion. Shoot him again, and is yours.
I will rather sue to be despised than to deceive so good a commander with so slight, so drunken, and so indiscreet an officer. Drunk! And speak parrot and squabble, swagger, swear, and discourse fustian with one's own shadow. O, thou invisible spirit of wine, if thou hast no name to be known by, let us call thee devil.
What was he that you followed with your sword? What have he done?
I know not.
Is it possible?
I remember a mass of things, but nothing distinctly. A quarrel, but nothing wherefore. O, God! That men should put an enemy in their mouths to steal away their brains. That we should with joy, pleasance, revel and applause transform ourselves into beasts.
Why, but you are now well enough. How came it thus to
come? It hath pleased the devil drunkenness to give place to the devil wrath. One unperfectness shows me another to make me frankly despise myself.
Come, you are too severe a moroner. As the time, the place, and the condition of this country stands, I would heartily wish this had not befallen, but since it is, as it is, mend it for your own good.
I will ask him for my place again. He shall tell me I am a drunkard. Had I as many mouths as Hydra, such an answer would stop them all. To be now a sensible man, by and by a fool, and presently a beast. Oh, strange! Every inordinate cup is unblessed, and the ingredient is a devil.
Good wine is a good familiar creature, if it be well used. Exclaim no more against it, and good attempt, I think you would take my part.
I have well approved it, sir. I drunk!
You or any man living may be drunk at a time. I tell you what you should do. Our general's wife is now the general. I may say so in this respect, for that he hath devoted and given up himself to the contemplation of art and the devotement of her heart's graces. Confess yourself freely to her. Importune our help to put you in your place again. She is of so free, so kind, so apt, so blessed a disposition. She holds it a vice in her goodness not to be more than she's oppressed. This broken joint between you and her husband, entreat her to split her. And my fortunes against any lay worth naming, this crack of your love shall grow stronger than it was before.
You advise me well.
I protest the sincerity of love, not tonight.
I think it freely. And betimes in the morning I will beseech the virtuous Desdemona to undertake for me. I am desperate of my fortunes if they check me.
You are in the right. Good night, Lieutenant. I must have a watch.
Good night, honest Iago.
And what's he then, says I, when this advice is free, I
give an honest, probable thinking, and indeed the course to win the war. It is most easy, shining testimony to secure any honest suit. She's as fruitful as the tree ends. And then for her to win, the Moor were to renounce his baptism, all seals and symbols of the Venus. His soul is so infected to her love that she may make, unmake, do what she list, even as her appetite shall play the god. Counsel Cassio with this fellow, of course, directly to his good. Divinity of hell, when devils of the blackest sins put on, they do suggest at first with heavenly shows, as I do. For whilst this honest fool plies Desdemona to repair his fortune, and she for him pleads strongly to the Moor, I'll pour this pestilence into his ear, that she repeals him for her body's lust. And by how much she strives to do him good, she shall undo her credit with the Moor. So will I turn her virtue into pitch, and out of her own goodness make the net that shall enmesh them all. And now, Roderigo.
I do follow here in the chase, not like a hound that hunts, but one that fills up the cry. My money is almost spent. I have been tonight exceedingly well cudgeled. And I think the issue will be I shall have so much experience for my pains. And so, with no money at all and a little more wit, return again to Venice.
How poor are they who have not patience? What wound did ever heal but by degrees? None knows to be worked by wit, and not by witchcraft. And wit depends on dilatory life. Does not go well. Cassio hath beaten thee, and thou by that small hurt of Cassio and Cassio. Though other things grow fair against the sun, yet content thyself. Is more. Pleasure and action make the hour seem short. Retire thee, go with our abilities.
What?
Away, I say, thou shalt no more hereafter.
Make it, Egon.
Two things are to be done. My wife must move for Cassio for her mistress. I'll settle myself a while to draw the Moor apart and bring him jump when he may Cassio